Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road. Now here's Justin.
Dear men, and glad to have you along with us here on Reading the Word. My name is Justin Reed, and I am honored to be the pulpit minister at the Arlington Church of Christ. We would love for you to join us there any chance you may have, and we're always appreciative of the time that you have loaned us of your busy day to sit here around the radio and study more about God's Word. I have a lesson that I want to share with you. Really, it's an article I want us to work through on a lesson I'm working, simply titled, Our Winnowing Fan. Okay, so keep that thought in mind. Grab your Bible. Keep it handy. We're going to break into that here in just a second. Now, if you want to share this lesson after you've heard it, or, you know, maybe you hear something you like, you want to share it right now with a loved one, or you want to listen to it again later, you can do so anytime online. readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Click on where it says the radio program. From there, you will be directed to a whole page with all of them. This is program number 160, which means there's at least 159 preceding it, and if the Lord permits time to stand, more will happen after it as well. So they're all online. They're free. Never ask a dime from you. readingtheword.net. Now, this is part of an article that I found in an old edition of the Voice of Truth International. Been going through their archives and my library as well. And I wanted to share some of this with you. Now, the Voice of Truth International is still published, but this is an older issue. In fact, this is an article written by Joel C. McGee. And he was preaching at the time in Carthage, Missouri, or Missouri, depending on if you're from there or not. It's simply titled, Our Winnowing Fan. And the thoughts begin in Matthew chapter 3 and verse number 12. Flip over there with me, if you will. The book of Matthew chapter 3 and verse number 12. It says, whose fan or his winnowing fan was in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner. He will burn the chaff with unquenchable fire. Now these are the words of John the Baptist at the baptism of Jesus Christ. And Jesus comes to John to be baptized, and he does that right after in verse 13 in the River Jordan. But John is talking about Jesus Christ. Now, when we think about, for us today, harvest is a very important time of year. We live in an agricultural society still. A lot of people that we know are farmers or live next to a farm, whatever the case may be. Well, harvest was also an important part in the day of Christ. In fact, grain with stalks, they would be carried from the field to a place prepared, where it would be spread out either by animals treading over the harvest or by pulling a kind of a sled over it, if you will, to separate it. And that would separate the grain from the stalks. Now, this would be followed by either using a two- or a three-pronged fork. They called it a winnowing fan, W-I-N-N-O-W-I-N-G, a winnowing fan, which would, the kernel and the chaff would be separated. They would do so. They would take, basically, it looks like a big fork. I'm sure you've seen these. Maybe you had one or had one growing up, or you've seen one in pictures. I think of the American Gothic painting of the man and woman holding a winnowing fan, more or less. But you would take this big fork and you would just throw your what you have on the ground, you throw it in the air and when a breeze is coming by. And in doing so, the good stuff would fall back down. The seed and the material that you had planted would fall back down, but the wind would carry the chaff away. It would carry the unnecessary, the unneeded part away. Now, John, when he said this in Matthew chapter 3 and verse number 12, they had little trouble understanding the parallel because they knew all about this. But what about us today? What spiritual significance does this statement of John the Baptist have for us today? I tell you what, we're going to go ahead and take our break when we come back because I have a handful of different chaffs that you and I need to look at in our Bible to better understand how to live properly. So let's take our break and stay with us just 30 seconds away on Reading the Word. We'll return and talk about our winnowing fan.
Reading the Word is hosted by Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ in McMinnville. The building is located at 2500 Faulkner Springs Road, just 1.2 miles off 70 on the right. Join us for Sunday worship at 9 a.m., Sunday school at 10 a.m., and worship at 11 a.m. with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Thank you, Brother Dearman, and glad to have you along with us here on Reading the Word. If you're just now joining us, yes, my name is Justin Reed, and it is just a joy and a thrill to be here with you as we study God's Word together. We're working through an article I found called Our Winnowing Fan, and I'm adding my comments along the way from an old edition of the Voice of Truth International. But if you would like to study this lesson again, maybe you're just now joining us and you missed the introductory remarks, you can find it again online anytime at readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. You click on where it says the radio programs. From there, this is program number 160, Our Winnowing Fan. And you can just click on it, and it will pull up. You can play it right there wherever you're at on your computer or on your smartphone. You can also have an option to download it from there. If you need help, you want a copy, I'd be glad to mail you one. My address, P.O. Box 292, Woodbury, Tennessee, 37190. It's P.O. Box 292 in Woodbury. Love to send that. Just let me know what you need. Never ask a dime from you. This is all a gift to you. Appreciate you studying along with us. So we're looking at Our Winnowing Fan, and we're taking that thought from Matthew chapter 3 and verse number 12, where John says, "Whose fan or his winnowing fan is in his hand, he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat to the garner, he will burn the chaff with unquenchable fire." So, when we submit ourselves to the threshing floor of God's kingdom, the winnowing fan of the inspired word is going to separate us from 7 different things I want us to look at. Number one is the chaff of ignorance. We will be separated from the chaff of ignorance. The psalmist says in Psalm 119, verse 105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." See, we don't have to be ignorant, dear friends. We don't have to wonder, well, what does God want me to do? Because his word clearly illuminates our path. We don't have to wonder, is this right? Is this wrong? Should I do this? Should I not do that? Because his word clearly identifies that. God would not have us to be ignorant. That's why he left his complete written inspired word. Number one, we are separated from the chaff of ignorance. Number two, we are separated from the chaff of indolence. Notice here the chaff of indolence. Paul tells his son in the faith, Timothy, in 2 Timothy chapter 2, in verse 15, he says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Now, indolence or indolence, maybe you're not familiar with that word. It means an avoidance of activity or exertion, and also a synonym of laziness. So we can avoid being lazy when we study. Now, he starts out in King James with study. Other translations, like the New King, will say, "Be diligent, give diligence." That's the idea of studying, to show thyself approved unto God. You and I must take time, not be lazy, and study God's word together. So number one, we can avoid the chaff of ignorance. Number two, the chaff of indolence. Number three, you and I can avoid the chaff of selfishness. Yes, selfishness. Paul tells those of the church at Galatia, in Galatians chapter 6, beginning in verse 1, he says, "Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, you which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." See, I can avoid the chaff of selfishness if I am looking out for those around me and their best interests. He says, "You which are spiritual, restore such a one." So I've got to be living the right way first to make sure I don't fall off into the ditch while I'm trying to help pull a brother or a sister out of there. It is very important. I should not be selfish. If I see you struggling, I should make it a point to try to help you. Or if I can't do it on my own, I should invite others to try to help with that as well. That's number three. We can avoid the chaff of hatred. Number four, we can avoid the chaff, the chaff of selfishness is number three. Number four, I slipped the gun. Number four, the chaff of hatred. We can avoid the chaff of hatred. Notice what John says in 1 John chapter 4, beginning in verse 20. If any man say, I love God, and he hates his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he has seen, how can he love God, whom he has not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loves God loves his brother also. See, I don't have to worry about hatred, because number one, if I love God the way I ought to, then by definition, number two, I'm going to love my brother the way I ought to as well. If I don't love God, I won't love my brother. If I don't love my brother, I won't love God. So I can avoid the chaff of hatred. Number five, I can avoid the chaff of moral laxity. You know, the world is very lax on its morals, but I shouldn't be. Philippians 4 and verse number 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. See, I can live a right life because I know what God wants me to think about. Put good things in, you get good things out. That's number five. I can avoid the chaff of moral laxity. Let's look at number six of seven. I can avoid the chaff of hopelessness. Yes, I don't have to be without hope. 1 Peter 1, verse 13. Peter says, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. See, I don't have to be without hope. In fact, in Christ I have hope. Those outside of Christ, they have no hope. So I can avoid the chaff of hopelessness. But finally, if I have my winnowing fan correctly using God's word, I can avoid the chaff of fear and uncertainty. Paul begins to close out his second letter to Timothy. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 and 8, he says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but to all them also that love his appearing. See, I can avoid the chaff of fear and uncertainty, knowing if I am faithful to the Lord to the very end, like Paul. He knew his life was nearing an end, and he knew if I am faithful to the very end, then I will receive the blessings of the Lord. Let us use the winnowing fan of God's word, dear friend, to separate the chaff while in this life, lest the Lord should come and with the winnowing fan of judgment separate us from life and God's eternal heaven. The chaff of ignorance and indolence and selfishness, hatred, moral laxity, hopelessness, and fear and uncertainty. And that's the basis of the article Joel C. McGee wrote in an old edition of The Voice of Truth International. And close out here on the same page with a quote from Augustine, God loves each one of us as if there was only one of us. He loves me like I'm the only one on this earth, but he loves you the same way as well, dear friends. And I love you as well. I appreciate you being with us here on Reading the Word. If you want to listen to this program again anytime online, you may do so at readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Click on where it says the radio program. From there, this is program 160 we just completed, simply titled Our Winnowing Fan. If the good Lord permits another week to stand, you and I will join together again around this radio and we will study again, but you can catch all the lessons online, and I do appreciate the time that you have afforded us today. Encourage you to continue to read God's Word, to have a good, faithful week in His service, and as always, may the good Lord bless you and may He keep you. Please continue to pray, and thank you for listening.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road in McMinnville.